sitting in a cafe, staring out of the windows, daydreaming, not thinking anything particular, just enjoying the calm and the peace. Very relaxed. No problems to worry you for this moment. You're just sitting quietly, relaxing, feeling mellow, with no particular thoughts in mind. You feel a hand touch your shoulder, and you look up, and you see me. You see me smile down at you, my hand lingering on your shoulder, my fingers gently massaging. I smile and indicate if I might sit down opposite. You nod, and you feel the table move a little as I sit. I take your hand and hold it gently, smiling and looking deep into your eyes. We say nothing, but you know what I want. You can't help but feel your legs open a little. Your body is telling you to give yourself to me, and you can't really stop it. My other hand underneath the table, stroking your knee, slowly slipping higher and higher, and you panic momentarily. Perhaps people can see, but then you realize no one in the coffee shop can see. And you spread your knees a little wider and push your hips further forward to the edge of your seat. My hand on your hand lifts, and I touch my lips to the back of your palm, while at the same moment my fingers between your thighs find your clit and gently stroke it through your underwear. Oh, you move. I can feel your hips grinding against my hand, my lips on the back of your hand are warm and soft, and you imagine them suckling at your nipple, whilst my hand between your legs strokes and presses. You so want me to go further, but then I withdraw, and you want to push yourself forward to keep contact, but you know we can't. And I pick up your cup and taste your drink, and I say, come, now. Without a moment's thought, you grab your belongings, follow me. You follow me out onto the sidewalk and up the alley nearby, and I push you against the wall, my hand in your hair, my lips searching your neck, finding that spot that makes your breasts push against my chest and your hips grind against my hip. You so want me to fuck you, but you're scared. This is daylight. The alleyway is not that far from the main highway, and you can hear the traffic and people in the distance. But your hand goes to my groin, and you feel my hard cock under your hand, and you squeeze. You so want it. You so want me to fuck you. You unzip my pants and feel inside, finding my cock, and you pull it out and stroke and stroke, and you feel me push you down, my hands on your shoulders, and you kneel, and you take my cock into your mouth and suck me. You feel the thick heat of it on your tongue against the roof of your mouth, and you swallow as much as you can greedily, my hands in your hair, controlling your head as I fuck your mouth. And you open your mouth wide and push your head forward, breathing in to open your throat, and you deep throat me, taking the head of my cock, and you suck and lick and suck greedily. You can feel my cock getting harder and harder and harder, and you want me to come in your throat. You want to feel my semen gush and spurt, and you want to drink my cum. But I drag you up, turn you around to face the wall, my hand on your breast, squeezing, pinching your nipples through your clothing, and my other hand slides down your stomach and draws you back. Open your legs, I say. Open your legs for me now. You draw your ankles apart and you feel my hand pulling up your clothing. You feel my hand between your thighs, pulling at your underwear, exposing you. And you feel me behind you, pressing against you. The cock that was hard and thick in your mouth is now hot and heavy between your thighs. You push back, you arch your back, pushing your hips onto me. And you feel my cock enter you, thrusting, stretching, and you moan. Oh, it feels so good, that first stretching entry. You feel like you're going to come almost immediately. You can feel my cock thrusting, sliding in and out, in and out. And the next three long, hard strokes take you to the very edge. And you feel it. One, thrusting. Oh, you can feel the orgasm building. Two, thrusting. You can feel yourself trembling. You know when I thrust once more, you're going to come so hard, gushing on my cock. One, come for me. Come hard on my cock. Come for me now. As I fuck you in this alley, so close to the road that anyone can see us. Feel me fuck you. Feel yourself trembling. Feel the pleasure with each long stroke. Hear my breathing hard and heavy as I continue to fuck and fuck and fuck, both my hands now on your breast, squeezing, crushing, pinching your nipples. My cock so big inside you, so hard, so hot. You pushing back, you're fucking me back as I fuck you. You spread your legs even wider. You push back onto my cock. Feel me inside you. Feel that hard heat thrusting, slipping, touching you everywhere inside, every sweet spot as I fuck and fuck and fuck. And you're going to come again. You're going to come now as I thrust hard and deep. Once, oh yes, twice, oh yes, come now. Come hard three times. Fuck, that's good. Come hard for me now. Gush on my cock as you feel my cock twitch and grow harder, and you feel me push and push. And come inside you. Oh, yes. Ooh, so tight. Oh, so wet. Feel my seed flood you. Feel my cock twitch and gush and spurt inside you. And you feel amazing. Your legs are trembling. Your chest is rising and falling as you breathe heavily. Your breasts ache after my hands have pinched your nipples. And your pussy is so, so wet. And as I pull out of you, you feel my semen trickle down your thighs and your own comes soaking your panties. I draw you around and kiss your mouth deeply, holding you against me. My breath in your mouth, your breath in my mouth, breathing as one, panting, both of us aching so sweetly. I stroke your cheek and smile, whisper in your ear, thank you. Will I see you again? You look into my eyes and nod. Good. I will look forward to it. Until next time, be ready for me. If you want to know more about directed erotic visualization, go to www.smotp.com.